It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Artificial intelligence, AI, artificial generative intelligence, AGI, new terminology to me. My guide on this with others is Brandon Weikert, senior national security correspondent for National Interest, as well as a fellow at the Center for National Interest, and he writes for Popular Mechanics. Brandon, we can do AGI, we can do GI, but what they have in common is they demand power because they're connected to something called a data center, which is, doesn't even deserve being capitalized. It's just thrown in the paragraph about the wonders of AI. But I learned from an article at Science Magazine that there are now 340 data centers of unbelievable technology in the state of Virginia. 159 more are planned. And what kind of electricity do they demand? In Ireland, data centers that exist take 20% of the country's electricity consumption. What is a data center? What does it do, Brandon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me. Yeah, no, the data center is the beating heart of artificial intelligence. Without the data center, you don't have AI. You don't have the bandwidth. You don't have the capacity to do the things you want AI and AGI, artificial generative intelligence, to do. And in fact, artificial generative intelligence is the real power hog of the two. And that's basically where you take, you look at existing patterns and you quickly come up with new content. The AGI creates new things based on patterns it perceives in the data flows it's receiving. In those data centers is where the data flows are kind of correlated and everything. It's the thinking part. And so the greater the power and the more data centers you have that can consume greater and greater amounts of power, the more potent, powerful, and fast artificial intelligence will be. And that is the importance of it. It's interesting, I just, as a sidebar, it's interesting that they're picking Virginia to do this, where they're putting a lot of these. That's, of course, very near our nation's capital and very near CIA and some of these intelligence. I'm not saying there is a direct connection, but I noticed in our reporting, that's very interesting to note. But the key thing with a data center is its power consumption and the sort of ability it brings to allow for AI to function properly. Without it, it doesn't exist.
A presentation by the CEO of NVIDIA, the company that's now prominent around the world for having the highest end chip of AI, AGI in the future. In a presentation, there was a short movie about a data center being constructed. And there were lots of stats in it. And there were some very careful people wandering around in these long rows that used to look like bookshelves, but now they're racks, they're called. And I believe the server racks, they're called. And they're all connected with cable. How much cable? In one data center, 200,000 miles of cable. And there are 340 of these in Virginia. How inconvenient that Virginia also has people. Is that where we're headed, Brandon?
Well, I've always thought a better place to put this would be in the desert somewhere. We know NSA has their Dark Star facility, I think is what they call it, out in the Utah desert. That was a smart move. Of course, the problem is infrastructure. You have to build new infrastructure then to just support these data centers if they're not being placed in places like Virginia, which have pre-existing infrastructure. Then the problem becomes with pre-existing infrastructure, can it maintain the load? Can it handle the increased demand of power from these new data centers plus the population, you know, needs for power? And the answer probably is no. Remember, John, when the electric car craze was coming online, everybody was pointing out, hey, we don't have the energy grid to sustain all these new demands from cars. Just imagine the kind of power demands that these data centers are now putting on pre-existing infrastructure. They can't handle it.
There is a chart in Nature Magazine's coverage of a data center that shows the increasing demand of the AI to AGI. And I note that this is by no means comprehensive because it's climbing up a hill like a pyramid, but there's no end to the climb. 7 watt hours for summarization, if you ask a Google search and it summarizes what you're looking for. 22 for automatic speech recognition. 23 watt hours for question answering. 105 WH, whatever WH it looks like right now. A battery, 1,000 WH, a battery with this energy could run a laptop for 20 hours. So that's what a WH is. Mm-hmm. It's not an hour, it's a watt. And by the time you get to image generation, which is what AGI can do, it's 519. So we're approaching what a laptop could run for 10 hours. That's how much power in one inquiry that generates an image. The only way that this can be moderated, according to this article in Nature, is if we use it less. But, Brandon, we're going to use it more if it can generate an image that describes what we're thinking. That is human-like reasoning.
Yeah. Yeah. Just remember, John, everybody in the tech sector, whether here in the United States or overseas, is talking about human-like AI capabilities by 2026, 2027. So that means greater demand on the energy infrastructure globally, certainly in the United States, not less. And John, this is why it's interesting that the tech sector in Silicon Valley were the biggest proponents for the most part of global warming and cutting fossil fuels and seeking, you know, solar and wind energy. That's gone. Eric Schmidt himself has called for dropping the global warming energy demands that the policymakers had imposed upon industries for the last 30 years in favor of the most efficient, effective power generation, which is fossil fuels, nuclear fusion, nuclear fission, and geothermal.
My understanding is very little of the presentation made by Jensen Huang. It was masterful. However, the language is specialized, so I can't now reproduce it. What I heard, though, was that we're at the beginning. We're at the opening door. More and more power. There's an image from a movie that was very popular when I was a young person like you, Brandon. It's called Forbidden Planet. And it's really a recreation of a Shakespeare story in which our scientist genius father figure, he has a daughter, has taken possession of an alien planet where there are no creatures. It's empty. But the center of the planet is an enormous machine. What is that machine for? It's for your imagination. That's what it's for. And it brings out the id. And the reason there are no creatures on the planet is their id came out and destroyed themselves. Now, that begins to describe what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that why the doubts? Early on, I puzzled about those doubts by people who know things like Elon Musk. What is the doubt? What is it? What is the threat? If we've got a system that's going to demand more and more electricity, people are inconvenient, Brandon.
Yes, yes. And that's the key. That's the key is that we're reaching a point of trade-offs where we will need to figure out under existing conditions, how do we reach energy dominance for AI? Or are we going to keep feeding our population the same level, if not more, energy? And under current constraints, we're going to have to pick one. That's why I'm hopeful at the policy level they create new infrastructure. And maybe we can talk about things like nuclear fusion. We can talk about things like space-based solar power, beaming continuous energy, and things like that, and geothermal. And this, by the way, John, this is one of the reasons why some of the people I know in the tech sector are saying Trump is interested in taking over Canada because they have some of the largest geothermal energy access in the world, and that would feed the beast that is AI.
Brandon Weikert of The National Interest. I'm John Batchelor.
You set the gold standard for your business. your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.